Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
Attention farmers and ranchers, the Tulsa Farm Show is back February 25th through 27th at the River Spirit Expo. The Oklahoma Farm Bureau presents over 350 exhibitors, ag products and services, plus cattle equipment demos and daily horse training seminars by Craig Cameron. Register to win $1,000 in show bucks each day at 1 o'clock by Can-Am. Be sure to test drive and enter to win a new Spartan mower. TulsaFarmShow.com has details. Show hours 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free.
Well, the cattle market was higher today. We were a dollar or so higher across the board in the feeder cattle. To be more specific, the March up 107 at 139.27. The April's $1.15 higher at 142.90. May's up 87 at 145.50. August 70 higher at 153.55. Live cattle were 50 to 70 cents higher too today. The February's finished 57 higher at 115.70. The April's up 70 at 123.62. So the board gained some momentum here today and rallied back just a touch. There's a lot of talk of this winter storm making cattle gain less weight and therefore in the long run would be a bullish factor on the market. The market hasn't really reacted that way at this time. We did have a cattle on feed report at 2 p.m. The on feed as of February 1st was 101% last year, and they're looking for 101, so right in line with the expectations. The placements in January were 103%, where the average guess was 100%. The marketed in January 94%, and they're looking for 95%. So I'd say overall that might be just a little bit bearish on the market, just from one person, my personal opinion. But that was the on feed report that came out today.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Quartermaster Creek Angus is holding their spring bull sale February 24th, 12:30 p.m. at the ranch in Leedy, Oklahoma, selling 135 two-year-old bulls sired by breed-leading AI sires, all rugged and ready for heavy service. Also, 60 two-year-old commercial pairs and 40 open yearling heifers. Genomic EPD information available on the bulls. Look for our sale book online at quartermastercreek.com. For more information, call Mike at 580-445-8275. Quartermaster Creek Bull Sale, February 24th in Leedy.
The grain futures were 7 lower in the front month corn futures. March finished at 543 down 7, while the new crop December was actually 0.75 cents higher at 460. The soybeans were anywhere from 6 to 11 cents higher, I guess 3 to 11 cents higher. March up 3.25 at 1378 and a quarter, while new crop November is up 11 at 1197 and a half. Notice that the front ends are selling off, the back ends are rallying, they're unwinding that spread, which whenever the front month has a carry like it currently does, typically that's because there is a supply shortage. Right now it looks like they're just unwinding the fear of running out of beans. And also the fact that China hadn't been active in the market since they've come back from the holidays. So that's a little bit disappointing. Chicago wheat, 4 to 9 lower. Kansas City, anywhere from 3 to 4 lower. July, Kansas City down 3.25 at 6.43. In a quarter here. The cotton futures today, March up 22 at 88.95. The December cotton up 42 at 85.50. So that's actually been trucking right along. The stock market right now, the Dow's up about 55. The S&P is down a point. This week, of course, just all this cold weather on the southern plains has kind of been the main topic. It looks like over the weekend things are going to start to thaw out and maybe return back to normal.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether future trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.